HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A massive manhunt's getting more intense in Pennsylvania, where a convicted killer's been on the run now for 13 days.
Danilo Cavalcante is considered armed and extremely dangerous after authorities say he stole a rifle from a garage Monday night in Chester County. The homeowner fired at him with a pistol before he was able to get away. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We ask residents in and around this vicinity to please secure homes, outbuildings, and vehicles.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
Let the public know that if you do anything to try and assist this individual, we will hold you accountable.
Cavalcante's sister was arrested Sunday. Matt Piper, CBS News.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has made a formal impeachment inquiry against President Biden for alleged misconduct.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives.
But the White House is firing back. CBS's Linda Kenyon is there.
A White House spokesman calls the move politically motivated and suggests Speaker McCarthy is caving to extreme far-right members of his own party who are threatening to shut down the federal government if they don't get to press ahead with impeachment.
The inquiry comes as Congress runs the clock on a possible government shutdown. Funding runs out September 30th. Google's facing the biggest antitrust lawsuit now in 25 years. The Justice Department and a group of state attorneys general are suing the search engine for allegedly maintaining a monopoly online. CBS's Jolene Kent talked to the company about crowding out the competition.
Is Google breaking the law here?
No, we're not. The case comes down to two important principles, competition and choice. Competition, you've never seen more choice, whether that's TikTok or Reddit or Amazon or Expedia.
Google's chief legal officer, Kent Walker, also says if a user doesn't want to use Google as the default, they can change it.
Thousands are feared dead now in devastating floods in Libya.
The numbers are staggering.
The scale of it is unclear, but we know it's big.
Brian Lander of the World Food Program, which is hoping to get relief supplies in as soon as possible.
Well, certainly people have lost homes. They've lost all their belongings. So shelter will be an urgent need. Food, of course.
But the logistics of getting to the remote areas are proving very difficult.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd.
An MRI confirms New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers suffered a complete tear of his Achilles tendon after just four plays last night in his regular season debut with the Jets. The injury ends his season. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The number of active hate groups in Wisconsin is on the rise. According to a report by the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit legal advocacy group, Wisconsin saw a 75% jump in the number of hate groups in the state, but still falls in the middle of the pack for states with active hate groups. The report indicates there were 21 active hate groups in Wisconsin, including 13 anti-government groups and two neo-Volkitsch groups. It follows a rising trend across the country, as only three states had a decrease in active hate groups from 2021 to 2022. The Wisconsin Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protections has voted against confirming Megan Wolf to remain as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the vote a charade and a waste of taxpayer dollars, arguing that a recent Supreme Court decision means Wolf is allowed to stay in the position indefinitely after the Wisconsin Elections Commission failed to get the majority needed to advance the confirmation to the state Senate. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Dig out the Lederhausen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If you're ready to welcome fall, the Amory area is the place to celebrate the season during the Flannel and Fire Fall Festival. There's a corn maze, s'mores station, flannel dress-up contest, and the Apple River Quilt Guild show, too. It's fall-focused and has been for more than 74 years. The Flannel and Fire Fall Festival, Thursday through Sunday, September 14th to the 17th in Amory, picked as one of the 100 best small arts towns in America. More info at amoryfallfestival.org. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, the fantastico Mr. Zommers on the board. It is Tuesday, September 12th, 2023. If it's Tuesday, it means it's time for a tangent and no person better to bring us a tangent than the one, the only fabulous co-host of Town Call with Will Walter, Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Now that you're here, fantastic.
It comes up so quickly every week. A Tuesday tangent here at 2 o'clock with you on the Todd Albaugh Show. That's a lot of tease, folks.
It's a lot of tease. We love alliteration.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Having some fun. Glad to be with you on the airwaves.
Always great to be here. I want to get to a couple of things this half hour, but you actually have some legit breaking news to bring us here. We talked a little bit about in the first half hour about these. Republicans have seemed to have gone impeachment happy, talking about this news out in D.C. Kevin McCarthy is saying Republicans are going to move forward with impeachment proceedings, at least, against Joe Biden. Here in Wisconsin, Republicans have been going after the new justice in the Supreme Court, Janet Protasiewicz. And I think what you're going to tell us here, well, we'll follow up with it, but go ahead and bring us the breaking news on this perhaps impeachment or not of Janet Protasiewicz.
Well, we've got Daniel Bice reporting over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the leader of the state assembly, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, is now scaling back, maybe not being as direct about impeachment
walking
calls.
Back.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets. Maybe it sounds like there was not as widespread of support from the Republican caucus in the state assembly. So Bice reporting that the language that Voss is using in a recent interview on conservative talk radio the end of last week, kind of more or less scaling back his condoning of an impeachment investigation of Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, even though she has just over about what, 5 weeks?
About 5 weeks, yes.
a month and a week, really, under her belt in serving the people of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. So it seems like maybe Voss was expecting to have a little bit more support from his caucus, but not the case.